The Blues are in Edmonton tonight, and they'll take on Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers. This is presented by Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, Hair Saloon for Men, Ryan Kelly, Schnucks, and the National Children's Cancer Society. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And in just a moment, we'll hear from Chris Raby. He'll be on the call tonight on the pre- and post-game shows, the intermissions on Blues Radio on KMOX. A reminder that Hair Saloon, their home base, is in St. Louis, founded in 1997. They have 16 locations in St. Louis. I go there, take both my boys there. Always can find the Blues game there as you wait for your haircut or for a guy like myself, as my boys are getting their hair cut. I just can sit there and watch the Blues game. They keep client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured they know what you want, and they'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for $22. That is at Hair Saloon for Men. If you are watching the game, the place to do it is at Hot Shots. Blues fans are invited to join the party all season long. St. Louis Blues Ticket Tuesdays at Hot Shots. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season, like tonight. Throw on your Blues gear, show up and register to win a pair of tickets. Cheer on the Blues while you'll enjoy awesome specials on food and drinks, including the Bud Family and Jack Daniels specials, Blues Sampler appetizers, and more. Hot Shots, proud partner of St. Louis Blues Hockey and the Blues for more than 28 years. Coming up, we'll visit with Chris Raby, and we'll talk Blues hockey on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we truly bleed blue. We skate around the competition, and we get our clients lower rates on better loans. If the credit cards have you in the penalty box, let us get you out with a cash-out refinance. The 5-minute loan approval available at thehomeloanexpert.com. All together now.
Let's go, Blues!
Enjoy the podcast.
All-important stretch of games before Santa comes to town. Chris Raby is with us on Scoops with Danny Mac. And Santa needs to be kind to the Blues, Chris, as they head to Canada. I know that.
Yeah, for sure, Dan. And again, a couple of really nice wins last week, the come from behind win against Florida, and then the win on Friday night against Colorado in overtime, where a couple of things didn't go your way, including that penalty in overtime that put you 4-on-3. And again, it's just been the story of this season. The Blues haven't been able to capitalize and haven't been able to put together a 3-game win streak. They've only won 2 in a row 3 times this year. And to come out and get thumped the way that they did against Calgary on Sunday, very frustrating. I thought Craig Berube said it best after the game when he said, "I don't know how you're not ready to come out and play." So, you know, like you said, 3 big games now in Western Canada, Edmonton, Vancouver, and Calgary. And certainly, I think a lot of looking in the mirror for not just this club, but for Doug Armstrong as they try to figure out what in the world they're going to do and what direction this team is going to take.
How do you have repeatedly too many men on the ice penalties? I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, those execution penalties. And we saw it a couple of years ago under Ken Hitchcock during a stretch, and it's just, you know, in my opinion, and I'm not on the ice and I'm not doing what these guys do, obviously, but it's a lack of focus and a lack of execution. That is simply just a penalty that can't happen. And I understand sometimes it will happen if the puck takes a weird bounce over by your bench, but to have it happen repeatedly, it's inexcusable. And it's one of those, I don't even want to say preparation, because it's just, it's one of those things that you know your whole life, and you play the game the right way, you don't deal with that. So, you know, I think it's kind of symbolic of this team this year, unfortunately, Dan. It's just, it's been sloppiness. It's been, you know, in a lot of cases, self-inflicted issues that have really plagued them and that have led them to the point that they're at right now.
I'm pretty sure I don't need to remind you that you're going to need the right food, drinks, and snacks for the big game. I do want to suggest going to Schnucks for all your Sunday game day essentials. They have everything to make your party great, all in one stop. Have you seen their big bucket of wings yet? How about their brand new Schnucks chips and salty snacks? Take a look at the Schnucks party guide called Simply Entertaining. And when you're stocking up as a Schnucks Rewards member, you're always earning points. Stocking up for the big party means heading to Schnucks. All right, what happens tonight in terms of lineup changes, mix-ups, in mixing things up, and what they can do to try to get things back on track.
Well, it looks like right now Vladimir Tarasenko and David Perron are going to swap spots, and that means that Schwartz will be with Shen and Tarasenko. We saw that line rolling so well at the beginning of last year. Then it'll be O'Reilly, Steen, and Perron. Everything else looks the same. We did see earlier today in Edmonton, or at least the guys in Edmonton, saw Alex Pietrangelo, Robbie Fabry, and Carl Gunnarsson all on the ice. So that's a good sign right now, but defensively, they'll stay the same. Edmonton, Parayko, Bomeister, Bortuzzo, Vince Dunn, and then Chris Butler, and Jake Allen's going to be back in goal.
You know, one thing that happens when a team goes up to Canada, the rumors start to swirl because of the media that follows the hockey scene. What do you think it's going to be like for the Blues, a team that's reeling, a team that has been reportedly putting big-name players on the block? What do you think this next couple of days is going to be like with the media and reporting some of those big names that are out there?
Yeah, they're going to be asked a lot of questions. And it's not to say that they aren't here in St. Louis, but you know what it's like, Dan. When you're around a team that you cover every day, especially the broadcasters and the guys that travel with the team, those questions, I don't want to say become secondary, but you already kind of know the answer. You know what kind of answer you're going to get from the guys. But up there in Canada, you've seen it firsthand, man, the way the media operates and just the volume of media that's there. They're hungry for this. For them, it's like Major League Baseball media around the trade deadline. And, you know, I think the questions are completely warranted. Now, like I said earlier, you've come to a bit of a crossroads. And while mathematically you're not out of it right now, and, you know, certainly a nice run would get this team right back into it, I wonder, and I ask, has anything shown you that this team is capable of that kind of run? Because there have been opportunities this year when they've come off some massive wins, both at home and on the road, and they haven't been able to carry that into the next couple of games. They haven't won three games in a row. So, listen, either you're all in and you're going to try to somehow get back into the playoff picture this year, and then if you're Doug Armstrong, you probably live with the consequences positively or negatively, or maybe you go in a different direction and you say, we're going to sell off some pieces, we're going to look towards the future, while at the same time giving some young guys an opportunity. Now, the problem is that if you're going to be bad and you're going to miss the playoffs, you got to be inside that top 10 in the draft. Otherwise, that pick goes to Buffalo. I think a lot of people thought when the framework of that deal was created that, you know, if you make the playoffs, so what if you're losing a pick between, you know, 23 and 30 to Buffalo? So not to put the cart too far ahead of the horse, but right around Christmas time, and especially on a trip through Western Canada, these are the kind of questions that are going to be asked and that Doug Armstrong and his staff and the players and staff on the ice need to answer.
An incredible baseball night in St. Louis is coming up. It's an evening with the Cardinals, a night to benefit the National Children's Cancer Society. It features Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds, Chris Carpenter, and for select sponsorships, John Mozeliak, a dinner, auction, Q&A, all to fight childhood cancer. To learn more, to purchase tickets, just head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. January 26th, St. Louis Union Station Hotel. We hope to see you there. What names are out there that you're hearing about, Chris, whether it be they're attractive for teams or because of their contracts, could be, you know, guys that could be on the move? I guess Shen would be one because his contract is up at the end of the year.
Yeah, he certainly could be one. I think you hear a lot of the same names, and this isn't to dodge the question, but I think just about everyone is on the table except for I would be surprised just because of him being the face of the franchise if Vladimir Tarasenko was moved. I don't know if you'd get enough for him. I would be really surprised if the Blues moved Ryan O'Reilly because of how good he's been, the fact that he signed that extension. But, you know, outside of that, I think you got to kind of put everyone out there. I'm sure Jaden Schwartz is attractive, but, you know, we've seen this team over the last couple of years hold on to their young players and hold on to their prospects, at least the ones that they really, really like. And the issue now becomes kind of what the Blackhawks have dealt with over the last couple of years, Dan, is you've got some guys making some big money. You've also got some guys with no trade clauses that have been handed out. So if you're going to want to dump money and you're going to try to get better moving forward, unfortunately, that might mean you needing to move a prospect and you're already a little thin on draft picks. So it's a little bit harder than I think people realize. And, you know, I'm not sure you're going to get dollar for dollar value on some of these guys because of their deals, because of their no trade clauses. And let's be honest, because of the fact that a lot of them, I think the performance is the reason the Blues are in this situation.
How about on the ice tonight? Connor McDavid, obviously Ken Hitchcock Hitchcock has turned things around a little bit for Edmonton. What do you think transpires tonight between these two teams?
You know, I'm really excited to see it, and as frustrating as this year has been for the Blues, and as I just kind of rattled off the reasons why, I'm not sure we should believe if they're going to snap off a run. It'll be a great test for them, and like the fact of the matter remains is that at times this year they played up against great teams, and they played their best hockey against great teams. I think the matchup that I'm looking at most, Dan, is Joel Edmondson and Colton Parayko against that McDavid line. It was great to see Edmondson get back into the lineup, and over the last couple of weeks, he has done a remarkable job against some of the best players in the world, whether it be that line in Colorado a couple of weeks ago on the 30th when they won in overtime, whether it be against Edmonton at home when the Blues lost in that shootout. I thought McDavid was, for the most part, neutralized 5-on-5. And then also that game in Winnipeg, the Blues won 1-0 after Patrick Laine had just embarrassed the Blues a couple of nights after Thanksgiving. So I think the key for tonight is to just, I sound like a broken record, but play a simple game defensively and just try to put yourself in a good position down the stretch. Who knows? Maybe it's cliche, but maybe kind of a road trip and getting away a little bit and then having a couple of days for Christmas can kind of galvanize this team. And you know, I'm not saying that in three games you're going to jump back into the playoff race, but in three games, one way or another, I think you'll certainly have a better idea of what you have and what is realistic moving forward.
Chris, we'll talk to you on Thursday before the Blues take on the Canucks. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.